Introducing the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, with psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. The Intuitive Hour will empower you to learn how to magnify the powers of your intuitive voice. Listen in and expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic and how to awaken, amplify, and trust your inner voice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice. And I'm your host, Michelle Beltran. Thank you once again for being with me here today. All right, our time together today will be on the topic of symbols. We're talking about images and symbols that you see intuitively to assist yourself and others. Understand that the psychic world is a symbolic world in many cases. A good intuitive or psychic should understand and become familiar with common symbols and images that higher realms use to communicate. Symbols come in three main forms. The first form is universal symbols that represent the human experience. A good example is the sun, which can represent power, illumination, or male energy. Another example is the moon, which can represent intuition and feminine power. Intuitive and higher knowing information is often brought to us through the use of these universal symbols to communicate something. A second form of symbolic information is imagery relating to cultural things. For example, your spirit guides may communicate an image of them saluting. This is almost always a sign that someone was in the military. Another common cultural symbol is clothing that identifies a person or the time they lived or the culture they lived in. You may receive an image of a cowboy hat, a police whistle, or a priest's frock. These can all yield very important clues as to who is coming through. A third form of symbolic information is related to personal experience. This is the most intimate imagery you will encounter and also potentially the most valuable evidential symbolism. You may receive personal symbols or images that make little sense to you. But that's okay. Always say what you see and trust the first intuitive knowing that comes. If you're doing a reading on another person, communicate what you see and let the client tell you what that symbol is. You will have amazing experiences when clients confirm an obscure image or symbol that to them is highly important. Examples of personal symbols include songs, personal items, memories, images of places, events. When you receive symbolic information, the most important thing is to communicate directly what you see without interpretation. It is tempting to try and figure out what the symbol means or how it fits into the overall reading, but try your very best to avoid doing this. If you're doing a reading on another, let the client interpret the symbol and connect to it to some aspect of their life in the way that they know. When you or the client cannot understand a symbol or recognize what it may be, ask them to write it down. I like to tell my clients to just put that in their back pocket and let the discerning and the knowing of that image come forward in time. So often it happens that days or even weeks later, the client will suddenly understand the significance. And often they may just remember a few moments later. All right, so some homework for you for the week. In your journal, I would suggest making three lists of about 5 or 10 symbols. List one is your universal list. List two is the cultural symbol list. And list three is personal symbols. Begin becoming familiar with symbols and images that you may be using to represent particular things in your life. So, here's an example. When I see an apple in a session, I know that that means I'm speaking to a teacher. But for you, an apple might mean something else. As you think about an apple, does that represent New York City? Does that represent Apple computers? And so are you perhaps speaking with someone who works in that industry? So your work this week is to create a list of all the symbols that come to you and begin to discern what their meaning is and is not. All right, with that, understand in closing here, intuitive and higher communication is rich with symbolic information. You will begin to learn that more and more as you develop. I recommend that you read as much as you can about the world of symbols and archetypes. Pick up an archetype book that you feel a pull to. Pick up a dream interpretation book that you feel a pull to, or websites. Begin researching and learning and delving and immersing yourself in symbolic and archetypal information. All right, everyone, we will call that an episode. Thank you for being with me here today. I look forward to seeing you again next week. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thanks for listening to the Intuitive Hour. If you're inspired to take your intuitive development to the next step, be sure to enroll in Michelle's newly released Kickstart Your Intuition e-course at michellebeltran.com.